Blog Talk Radio.
Switchboard operator Chabonet is out of town this weekend, so I'm doing a solo show. And we just welcome everybody. Today is Palm Sunday, so I hope everyone had the opportunity to enjoy today and within your religious culture. It was a pretty day up here in Washington, so I hope other people are enjoying some semblance of good weather. Also, there's no announcements this week that I know of, other than this week is Holy Week. So be sure and think about other people, whether in prayer or in love or a phone call or, you know, how are you doing, but in your way, do show that goodness from you. So today our show is about how you are thankful or what you're thankful for or how you've been blessed. I decided to do a show on how have you been blessed in life or ongoing, and what are you thankful for in your life? This is going to be a feel-good, positive, empowering show, y'all. So many times we just walk through life not listening or hearing or seeing the good things all around us. We become too focused on the negative. Today, this Sunday, it's all good. Even if it was a bad situation, maybe you're just thankful to be out of it or blessed to have a better job. Or a mate that loves you totally and unconditionally. Whatever that it is, call in and I'll let you have it. You can say whatever it is, whether you're blessed or thankful or both as far as that. So the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. So as always, we start the show with entertainment news, see what's been going on this last week, and no news of the weird, since our producer isn't here, but I'm definitely going to do some NCAA scores for sure. We got to keep up to date with that. So entertainment news, excuse me, Michael Jordan got off the hook just in time for his second wedding. Jordan was a suspect of a paternity suit involving a 16-year-old boy. I reported on this last week, too, y'all. The mother of the young man asked a judge to drop the lawsuit last week. Was the family paid off, y'all? Huh? Jordan is getting married next month to 34-year-old model Yvette Prieto, and sources say he didn't want to deal with this in his new marriage. Like, was it something new that you didn't do in your last? Anyway, did he pay off his alleged baby mama and her son to go away? She had proof. They had a relationship. All she needed was the DNA to prove Jordan was the father of her son. And that was it. Okay. Well, Queen Latifah, hey, got a new talk show and it debuts this September 16th on CBS. The show is being produced by Will and Jada Pinkett Smith, y'all. How about that? They're just really into everything. They're doing good. And will feature stand-up comedy, music, and interviews. So, Queen Latifah, hey, congratulations to you, my sister. Okay, and congrats also to Cedric the Entertainer. He just signed on as the new host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Cedric will kick off the 12th season of Millionaire this fall. All right. Well, congratulations to you too, Cedric. All right. Well, for all you The Game fans, season 6 of The Game kicks off on March 26th on BET. The new season is bringing changes as Pooch Hall and Tia Mori have left the show. Hall has signed on for the Showtime series called Ray Donovan, where he will play a boxer. Mallory has signed on to do the TV movie Instant Mom as a woman who married an older man and is now stepmom to his children. Okay. Well, will more changes be coming to The View now that Joy Bear is leaving the show? Sources says even though creator-producer Barbara Walters has denied that Elizabeth Hasselbeck is being forced out, look for Hasselbeck to leave The View and get her own show on the Fox Network. And we all know what Fox Network is, right? Mm-hmm. I thought you did. Fox is looking for the next Sarah Palin. Need I say more? And they believe Hasselbeck is it. Someone leaked the memo about Hasselbeck being forced out. Now Hasselbeck will have to leave on her own, but it'll be fine to get her own show. Okay, then. Well, comedian actor Kevin Hart is on the cover of Ebony and Uptown Magazine. He got some more good news, too. His hit BET show, The Real Husbands of Hollywood, has been renewed for a second season. Y'all, if you haven't seen that show, you've got to watch it. I believe it comes on Wednesday night on BET. It's 10 p.m. our time, so I don't know what it is on the East Coast. Funny as heck. It's funny as heck. You'd really enjoy it. I'll tell you who's on there. Boris Kudrow's on there, J.B. Smoove, Dwayne Martin, Robin Thicke, and Nick Cannon. So anyway, they'll be back for another season. So congratulations to you, Kevin Hart, with your little short ass. Okay. Now, Oprah Winfrey and Steve Harvey. Yes, Oprah is going to be a guest of Harvey's top-rated daytime talk show. Oprah will sit down with Harvey on April 26th. So everybody, mark your calendars. That's April 26th, probably in about 3 or 4 weeks. The show airs locally at 2 p.m. on NBC. Meanwhile, Steve Harvey will be hosting BET's Celebration of Gospel. Anita Baker, Tamar Braxton, Ty Tribbett, and Donnie McClurkin are just a few of the scheduled performers. The show airs Sunday. Mark your calendars, everybody. Sunday, April 7th on BET. And in more Steve news, his Hoodie Awards now has a new name. It's now called the Neighborhood Awards. And tickets are now on sale, y'all. The Neighborhood Awards are happening August 8th through the 11th. And it's being held in Las Vegas. Okay. Well, Oscar winners Octavia Spencer and Jennifer Hudson are joining forces for the movie Call Me Crazy. The movie is about mental illness and will air Saturday, April 20th on Lifetime Channel. So mark your calendars. You're going to have a lot to look forward to in the month of April. It's all good. Well, for all you people that are into Dancing with the Stars, it's not really one of my shows. I mean, I'm not all up into it. I was like maybe 3 seasons ago, and then it didn't interest me. But anyway, how long will comedian D.L. Hughley last on Dancing with the Stars? When I saw him, D.L., brother, where your rhythm? Okay, I know you got rhythm. Jesus, you're black. Anyway, visit after last week's performance. He better get stronger or he'll be voted off the show. He was funny, but not good at all on the dance floor. Need I say more? Mm-hmm. Sources say Hughley agreed to do the show so he could get his finances in order. And embarrass yourself that you don't have no rhythm? Mm-mm-mm. You and Bill Cosby running on that same ship, baby. Okay, Dr. Ian K. Smith will be in town Friday, March 22nd to sign copies of his best-selling book, Shred, The Revolutionary Diet and the Rittenhouse Square, Barnes & Noble on Walnut Street. All right, y'all got that? A lot of people are still shocked over Michael Bazin's decision to leave radio. For the past 10 years, the author and activist radio show host dominated the airwaves across the country. Most recently, he was here on WDAS-FM, Basin said, "It's time for the next chapter of his life to begin." Sources say he is looking for a career in television. WDAS now has Frankie Darcell and the talk of the town. Okay, it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen. All right. And to all my friends on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, look like Portia leaving, y'all. I'm kind of glad. I wish Kenya'd leave, too. But anyway, is Portia Stewart leaving that house, the Real Housewives of Atlanta? Sources say yes. Stewart is married to former football star Cordell Stewart. Stewart doesn't want his wife to return because he feels the producers of the show disrespected him, and he feels the cameras are an intrusion on their lives. That's why it's called the Real Housewives, buddy. So he told her to quit the show. Will Portia be missed? No, because Kenya Moore has clearly broken out as the new star of the show. Mm-hmm, miss me with that. You know, I'm going to say this, Kenya. You are a good-looking sister. You're very pretty. But you are a needy-ass heifer. Come on, girl. Jeez, you know, you got potential. Look where you're at. So, you know, stop being so needy and desperate. I mean, it just shows out on you. Okay, well, enough about Kenya Moore. Season 3 of T.I. and Tiny, The Family Hustle, kicks off on April 8th at 10 p.m. on VH1. Oscar winner Halle Berry has scored her biggest movie hit in years. All right, Halle, woohoo! The movie's called The Call. Berry stars in this thriller, along with Morris Chestnut. You know that boy is just too fine for words. The Call took in almost $18 million in its debut weekend, this past weekend. Later this year, Halle will be unveiling her new line of shoes. You know Halle got her own perfume line, too. I don't know if y'all checked that out yet. But anyway, congratulations. Very good. I'm happy for her. Well, now that Britney Spears and L.A. Reid have left the singing reality show The X Factor, what changes are coming to the show now? Well, Simon says he'll look for a major overhaul when the new season kicks off in the fall. Yeah, thank. All right. Well, anyway, that's all I have for entertainment news. So you know what time it is. We're going to take a quick little break. Come back in 5 and then go into about the NCAA. All righty. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. You're in the studio with Lena today, and that area code is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. I'm going to do a quick recap of the sports. I'm so sorry that we got disconnected, so I'm going to do it real quick. It's the second half for UNC and KU. Kansas City is beating North Carolina 63-52. It's halftime for Minnesota and Florida. Florida is third rank, is beating Minnesota 48-27. First quarter for FGCU at 15 and ranked 7, SDSU 14. Final score, Oregon State University beat ISU 78-75. Indiana beat Temp 58-52. Michigan State beat, which Michigan State's number 4, beat VCU 78-53. MSU beat MEN 70-48. Louisville 82-56, and Louisville's ranked number 1. Number 6 Arizona beat out Harvard 74-51, and Oregon beat out SLU ranked number 4 74-57, and Marquette beat Butler 74-72. Gonzaga lost today. Oh my God, you guys! Wichita beat them 76-70. And final for California, Syracuse beat them 66-60. And over on the golf, just to let y'all know, Tiger Woods is in first place. Behind him, there is 4 people in second place: Keenan Bradley, Ken Duke, John Hunn, and Ricky Fowler. Tiger Woods is in first place. He's 12 under. Go, Tiger. So happy for you. And the NBA, we've got Chicago and Miami. They're in the third quarter right now. Miami's beating Chicago. And the first quarter, Houston and San Diego, or Sacramento, I should say, 15-12. Oklahoma Thunder's beating Portland right now in the first quarter. And in the first quarter, Minnesota's under with Chicago 21-16. Yeah, so Miami's not playing in Chicago. I don't know who CHA is. If anybody know, let me know. Anyway, Sunday's game is 7:30, Utah and Dallas. Sunday at 9, Phoenix and BKN. And Sunday at 9, Phoenix and Sacramento. Okay, so there is your basketball scores. And sports scores. I want to bring Brenda on at this time. How you doing, Brenda?
Oh, fine.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
I didn't know you saw me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm going to start the show with blessings. I'm going to say a couple of things on that. And blessings. That's what I want to say.
Blessings, what we're grateful for, thankful for.
Yeah, I've got a... I can find it here again. There it is. Little thing about why, you know, people should be blessed. You are so blessed. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are blessed. You are more blessed than the millions who won't survive this week. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of 20 million people around the world. You are blessed. If you attend a church meeting without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you are blessed than almost 3 billion people in this world. If you have food in your refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of this world. You are blessed. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, and spare change in a dish someplace, you are among the top 8% of this world's wealthy. Oh, I ain't nowhere near that. If your parents are still married and alive, you are very rare, especially in the United States. if you hold up your head with a smile on your face and are truly thankful, you are blessed, because the majority can, but most do not. If you can hold someone's hand, hug them, or even touch them on the shoulder, you are blessed, because you can offer God's healing touch. So you are so blessed in ways you may never know.
That's for sure.
Yeah. So that's what I got to start off, blessings.
Then you're going to tell us all your thankfulness.
Yeah. I got a lot of people. I'm just going to read them. No. I'm just going to read those. But I'm thankful to be here in mind, spirit, and body. I'm thankful for my family and my friends. I'm thankful for support from the known and the unknown. What else am I thankful for? Oh, I'm thankful for therapist. And I'm thankful for my children, my family, of course, and my sister. I'm thankful for a lot of things. Thankful for my little cat, Simba, who works my last good nerve, but Lord, you know. Anyway.
you could expand on why you are thankful for those things.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no, if anybody can kind of say that. Okay, I'm thankful that I have red shoes. It's like, what's the special thing about those red shoes? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe your best friend gave them to you before she died or something. You know what I'm saying? You know, that gives us a little more, closeness to why you're
okay.
So thankful.
I'll come back to me. I'll come back to me. Let me read a few, and I'll come back to me.
Okay.
How's that?
That works. It's your show.
Listen to you. Okay, this guy writes, it doesn't matter if the glass is half empty or half full. Be thankful that you have a glass and grateful that there's something in it. Another person writes, thank you to all the people in my life who inspire me. You make me see the possibilities in life that I may not have seen on my own.
That's a great one.
Difficulties are opportunities to better things. They are stepping stones to a greater experience. Someday you will be thankful for temporary failure.
Oh, that's true.
Thank God for memories, because sometimes it seems the only place I can find the one person I really want to see, hear, and hold.
A bit melancholy, but that's a good one.
Okay. She says, I love the people who are in my life and make my life amazing. I'm thankful for those people who left my life and made it even more fantastic.
Okay, then. I love that one.
Okay.
That can blessing.
To all my friends who listen when I'm mad, lift me up when I'm sad, and laugh with me whenever possible. Thanks for being such wonderful friends. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to stop dwelling on the ones who have done you wrong and start being thankful for the ones who do you right. Oh, yeah, always.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this is good, from Dreamer. Dear past, thank you for all the lessons. Dear future, I'm now ready.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Maria, I thank God for everything and everyone, because no matter what the situation, he was always there. I am done with the pain, sorrow, and hatred. It's time for me to forgive and forget and to look forward and never look back. There was a point in my life where I could say I thought God didn't exist, but now I realize that without him, I wouldn't be the person I am today. Thank you, Maria. That was very nice.
Yeah.
That was very nice.
I'm sure a lot of
time,
people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's times like these I sit here and I am grateful I have been through hardship, heartbreak, and turmoil because I can stand here today and thank God for the person that I have become. A strong, independent woman who, if she has to, can walk a life in her own shoes, knowing I have the power, mind, and strength to believe I am worth the life I have been given. Well, get on, Natasha, with your deep self.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good. Go ahead, Brenda. Jump on in there.
Well, I have a weird thank you, and it sort of follows in with these. So I'd like to thank the nutball that, you know, assaulted me in my previous job because it set me on a course to where I am today. I have my master's in psychology, and I'm working on my doctorate. Got a few more years to finish that, but before that, I was not on this path. I mean, not immediately. Certainly wanted to do it for many years, but after that moment, I realized life's pretty short, so you might as well just get on with it. Whatever it is your dreams are, get to it because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And it just gave me the oomph to go there. So there's a little noggin head out there who has issues and who tried to best me in a real brutal way. And he actually ended up making me stronger in my life and achieve things that I'd wanted to do for many, many years. So thank you, noggin head. And may you be blessed with some hard lessons that may change your life in a positive way.
Yeah.
I'm truly grateful.
So true.
I really am.
Okay, we've got some more folks. Nissan said, be happy with what you have, grateful for what you are given, and never want more than you need. Dear God, thank you for waking me up this morning to experience your everlasting love and never-ending mercy and for my blessed day ahead. And Francine, I want to apologize to all the people who I feel I hurt the most because I pushed them away. I want to say thank you for all the people who helped throughout all the struggles I've had. I want to reconnect with the people who I feel that I will never see again. Thank you, Francine. Count your blessings, not complaints. Things could be worse, but they ain't. Count your blessings, not your complaints. Things could be worse, but they ain't.
Perfect.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And from Anal, when life is sweet, say thank you and celebrate. When life is bitter, say thank you and grow.
Ooh. Yeah, I like that one too.
I know. Thank you, Anal. I'm going to read yours one more time. When life is sweet, say thank you and celebrate. When life is bitter, say thank you and grow.
Yeah.
That's good. Dear God, I know I'm not perfect, but I want to thank you for loving me anyway.
Well, I don't know if you're not perfect. God made you.
Yeah.
So I don't think God makes mistakes.
No, no, never, never.
You're perfectly you, lady. That's all I can say to that.
To all of the people along the way who hurt me, lied to me, betrayed me, and broke my heart, You forced me to see the change I needed in my life and gave me the determination, motivation, and a belief that I needed to change. You gave me more than you could have ever taken from me. So thank you, Naz. Mm. All right. All right. Give thanks in every situation you are in. Just say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for what I am going through, because he will deliver you in due season. Mm. In the morning I will pray for yet another day from you, my Lord, and at night I will pray again to thank you for your helping hand throughout my day. Thank you, God, for all that you do for us all. Thank you, Josie.
I'd like to say thank you to a few people by name.
Okay.
Okay. I'd like to thank Eileen, my first best friend. I don't know where she is, but whenever we connect, it's always like, you know, you're my only best friend. But she was the one I climbed trees with, fell out of trees with, was on top of people's garages. Just, it was tomboy heaven. That was my best girl. And then as I went through life, I want to thank a few that are no longer in my life, but when they were in my life, they were the best. I want to thank Joan. I want to thank Sabrina. I want to thank Tish and Alofa. And these names invoked all kinds of intense, great things. And Corliss. I want to thank Corliss. And I want to thank Michelle. And although you're no longer in my life, I think about you all the time, and I am thankful for the times we had together. And for those that are in my life, my spiritual supporter, Nancy, thank you, God. For my best mate from high school, thank you, Becky. You're a lifesaver. And for my absolute bestest friend of all, the person who keeps me straight and drives me nuts, my guy Tunnel, thank you. And but not least, God help me, my two fur balls. Peppa, thank you for making my life crazy and frustrating and yet always being there with a cold nose and fur disease to lift my spirits. Okay.
Oh, that's beautiful. We have to give you a little hand clap on that one, Jim.
They're all what got me to be who I am today. And my mom, for breastfeeding all of her children. Breastfeed, because it's the best thing you could do to start your child out right, no matter who they are. It increases your intelligence and it improves your dental work, all kinds of things. But thank you, Mom, for breastfeeding us, loving us enough to do that. Amen. Okay.
Oh, God, you're nuts. Harriet says, I've seen better days, but I've also seen worse. I don't have everything I want, but I do have all I need. I woke up with some aches and pains, but I woke up. My life may not be perfect, but I am blessed. Thank you, Harriet.
Go on, Harriet. Okay.
Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Every moment, thank God.
Go with God. I'm with it. I'm going with God always.
Yeah.
I'm on God's team too, sweetie.
Okay, and Lily puts on, dear God, I'm blessed, and at times I end up under pressure to where I become a little stressed, but I always seem to pass your test. I just wanted to take a moment to not ask for anything from you, but simply say two words, thank you.
Praise, yes.
The greatest test of faith is when you don't get what you want, but still you are able to say, thank you, Lord.
Amen to that. Yeah. Because that means something better is actually in the works, in my opinion.
This is from Missy. Find the joy. When you feel it, let it wash over you. Take a moment to appreciate it. Be grateful for the people in your life, for waking up feeling good and pain-free, and for the stretch of road ahead that's so full of possibilities. When you encounter bumps, keep going and don't look back. Thank you, Missy.
It is a roller coaster ride. It is a roller coaster ride.
This is from Sangon. Family isn't always blood. It's the people in your life who want you in theirs, the ones who accept you for who you are, the ones who would do anything to see you smile and who love you no matter what. So be thankful for what you have. Don't wait until it's too late to tell someone how much you love them and how much you care about them, because when they're gone, no matter how loud you shout and cry, they won't hear you anymore. So true. Thank you, Sangon. So true.
Oh. Yeah.
I will tell you why I love you. You give me hope and help me to cope. When life pulls me down, you bring me around. You teach me to care and help me to share. You make me honest. From you, I learn love. For you, I live and give. I love you because you are caring. I love you because you are sharing. You make me what I am. Thank you. Well.
Yeah, nice.
That is very nice. This is from Luna. I don't know who this is. Thank you, family. Thank you, friends. Thank you, fans. Thank you, haters. And thank you, the people who have no idea who I am. I thank you for letting me be the person I am today, strong and beautiful. Luna, okay?
All right, Luna. Hey. That's a good one.
That is.
That's a good one, Luna.
Oh. Well, that's about all I have. What about you, Bria?
Hey. Thank you, Mel, for getting me through many a night. Oh, my gosh. My friend in Texas, she could talk to me almost any day, and I listen to me carry on about subjects that you can't talk about on the radio.
Oh,
and
for sure.
She does not run screaming, even though she claims she will. And thank you, Mel, for the burp fest. Those are just totally hilarious. Yeah, so thank you, Mel. Thank you all the friends that, you know, actually have come into my life but did not stay. And you really weren't there to stay. You were just there to help me on my way. Like some of the people have said on there, thank you. If I didn't mention you, I just want you to know thank you. I'd like to thank my auntie for being there at the beginning of my life and creating with me and holding me up, because she's got obligations. Thank you to her daughter, the inchworm that drove me nuts with her creepy eyes when I was a little girl and gave me nightmares. Thank you, inchworm. I love you. And your creepiness to yourself and your hands off my DVD collection. And you owe me Halloween night. I just,
oh, yeah.
You know, thank you to my sister, who I fought with like cats and dogs and I thought was evil, but just had to be from a different drummer. Thank you for my brother that always entertains people in movies and plays and has the sexiest voice on earth and cracks me up and listens to me ramble on when I need a big brother. Thank you to my oldest living brother, who I can connect with on a spiritual and mind way that's just beyond the regular, what mini series did you see? I mean, he's for real, and he's amazing. And I just want to thank you. Thank you for my nieces and nephews. And thank you for my oldest brother, who's no longer here with us, at least on this, you know, incarnate plane. Thank you for always being the dad and mom that I needed. when my parents were not able to do that. I love you in ways you'll never know. Thank you to my great-grandmother who held us all together and directed us on a better path as human beings in this world. Okay.
Amen to all that and more. And more. Yes, I definitely want to send a special thanks out to our producer and switchboard operator and also my daughter. Amazing, remarkable human being that went in a direction unknown for a while, but when I say in a direction, she was looking to find herself, but when she did and became focused, that child is fierce.
Yes, but she's on a path that she wanted to be on since she was a very little girl.
Yep.
She set the desiderata out when she was little, teeny tiny, about what she was going to be. And she has been on that path. She just has had some, you know, different ways of getting there.
Interruptions. And also a special shout out to the Sisters of Blackness and the Brothers of Success. Both those group of people are amazing young people, all professionals in fields from counselor, principal, teacher, to police officer, parole officer, to federal agent, and lawyer. They're just phenomenal young women and men. So I just want to give a shout out. I'm thankful for you guys, and I'm thankful that the lives you're living are honorable lives, not only to yourself and your spouses, but, you know, to your parents, to your family.
Yeah, I'm thankful that you're grown, so I don't have to hear about all your antics anymore.
Yeah, no more college kids. But anyway, yeah. So, and that's about it. If you can't think of anything else, I'll close it out.
I have a cousin who is like a brother that lives in Poland. And his
beautiful wife
and their family. And my cousin used to make me laugh with the craziest stuff. I just used to think, boy, you are sick. And I just want to say thank you, whether he hears this or not, because I still appreciate who he is. And he's still like my brother. So, I'm thankful for him, and I'm thankful for his family.
Shout out to Ronnie and Val. Shout out to Marie, of course.
California.
Irene, you know I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for Gwen, Regina, Gail, Sandy Kay. Yeah. And my Aunt Ruthie May and my Uncle Joe. Hello, somebody. And their families.
Uncle John and also Cousin John.
John and Andrea and Marlene, yep.
Yeah. And
Arizona.
Aunt Maddie. Aunt Maddie. I'm thankful for Southern folks, okay? I'm thankful for the way good Southern families raise their cheerings to be respectful and honorable. Yeah. What else?
That's about it. I was gonna say this week is Holy Week, so remember that. Wednesday we will be doing it's the last Wednesday of this month. We'll be doing
every Wednesday, right?
Yeah, well, we're doing it in March, so we'll see how the reaction is, you know, with our listening audience. But, yep, Wednesday we'll be doing our psychic reading, me and Brenda. So be sure and call in. That's from 3 to 4 o'clock, same phone number 646-727-2914, 3 to 4 Pacific Daylight Time. And next Sunday is Easter Sunday. Easter's early this year, y'all, March 31st. And that show will be dedicated the full hour to nothing but poetry. So we'll do a little bit of the news, and if there's anything in sports, we'll do a little bit of that. But the majority of the show will be dedicated to poetry, and we want everybody. We don't care if you're a teenager or even a little kid that made up a poem, or you're 99 years old, you call in and express your poetry, because we'll all enjoy it. So And let's see, what else? Don't forget theessenceofsuccess.com. Listen to the show 24/7. You can get the book, Are You Ready? You can get a reading Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Serious reading.
Yeah. And be sure to join me at Brenda on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Huh?
You got a week to put some pen to paper, folks. Anybody can write a poem. Haiku
Hello.
It out there. So what do you want?
There
you go. One
on one. And thank you, Brenda, for joining me today on the show. As always, I do appreciate it. Next week, our producer and switchboard operator will be back with us. And as always, if you can't grow with me, you can't go with me. So remember to say thank you and I love you. And
all right.
We are out, Brian.
Bye.